are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dr. Tom Borelli, director of the Free Enterprise Project at the National Center for Public Policy Research. He joins us now to take a closer look inside the massive economic stimulus plan that's already been passed by the House and even made bigger by the U.S. Senate so far in this debate. And Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You look at this debate and this the contents of this package and see a whole lot of pork. Describe what exactly you see as the philosophy of this stimulus package going forward.
Well, first of all, anytime Congress rushes to do anything, and the government for that matter, they make mistakes. And under the panic of the TARP, we had Henry Paulson telling us that $750 billion would save the economy. It didn't. Now we're told we need to spend, you know, almost a trillion or just over a trillion, and the basic thing is trust us. But on further inspection, you see that there's a lot of payback. I would call it rewards points to the people who helped Mr. Obama get elected president.
And give us some examples of that. There's always egregious and frivolous spending, it seems like, in most appropriations bills. But as we've already pointed out, this is a critical time in the economy where money ought to be spent on the things that will actually stimulate the economy. Where's the money going instead?
Well, now we're in the land of many zeros. So they're talking about $5 billion going to community kind of groups that Mr. Obama has affiliated himself with in the past. There's $1 billion that goes for basically community block grants, which could be doled out any way they want. And then there's a line item that's called Neighborhood Stabilization Activities. And there's a set aside for $4.19 billion for groups such as ACORN, which is the Association of Community Organizations for Reform. And they're the ones who helped get us the mortgage crisis because they're out there lobbying for mortgages for low-income people. So basically we have taxpayers' money going to advocacy groups who will then be used for political purposes to then reelect the same left-wing politicians. It's a real vicious circle.
President Obama has said, and I believe he said in an interview on Tuesday, Dr. Borelli, that he believes this bill will stimulate the economy because he knows that history will judge him on how he handled this, so he wouldn't be getting behind something if he didn't think it would do the job. Is there anything that you see in this bill that will be effective in stimulating the economy, stimulating the creation of jobs?
Well, according to the Congressional Budget Office, if you think infrastructure programs themselves will help grow the economy. There's some money in that, but not nearly as much as that we were told. And then it turns out that these projects won't happen maybe for, it'll take almost 2 years. And that's not the kind of money that we need now to stimulate the economy. So it's really, you know, it's really a Pelosi plan, even more than an Obama plan. So first of all, the House wrote it, so it's really under her design, and second of all, he's not showing much leadership because he's following her lead. It's basically a disaster for all taxpayers.
Senate Republicans are asking for major changes to the plan, even issuing an alternative of their own. We've seen them try and slash the total bill to about $445 billion, I think was the total John McCain gave on Tuesday. He wants a big chunk of that to be focused on tax cuts, no permanent additional entitlement spending. And a lot of Republicans also want some attention to the housing crisis. Do those sound like better ideas to you?
Well, any lower number is a better idea, so cutting it in half is a good start. But you don't need a lot. All you really need to do is just cut taxes and stimulate the economy. Put that money in people's pockets so then they can spend and let the people decide how they want to spend it. That will grow the economy. They can cut the payroll tax with a flick of a switch. But, of course, that doesn't require too much congressional oversight, and that doesn't require too much payback for political activists.
And in the last 30 seconds here, we've heard different taxes that people think need to be cut from the conservative perspective, most especially the corporate tax. So what do you advocate?
Well, corporate tax, anything along those lines would help. More money in people's pockets will only help and stimulate the economy.
And in terms of where people can learn more about the pork that's in this bill, where can they learn more information about that?
You can go to the National Center for Public Policy Research. NationalCenter.org.
NationalCenter.org. Dr. Borelli, thanks so much for your time today. We greatly appreciate you being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Tom Borelli is director of the Free Enterprise Project at the National Center for Public Policy Research. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. A reminder to get the very best of Dateline Washington 24/7. You can find that at our blog, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks so much for being with us today, and please join us again tomorrow at this very same time for Dateline Washington.